Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
Mairead, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Are you well?
I'm in great form. And why wouldn't you be?
Why wouldn't you be? Because of the... Well, you see, the weather is lovely, but...
It's getting nearer to St. Patrick's Day.
I know. The weather is lovely, but it's still February. So what we are, we're like frogs in the water going, this water's lovely and warm.
I know, but I have reason to remember this day 27 years ago, and I won't tell you why. But it was actually the very same.
Really?
It was the very same kind of weather. I remember the primroses in the hedges, the sunshine, the white thorn beginning to actually show some leaf, and animals just sitting back, chewing the cud, sun on their backs, the little lambs dancing from one hillock to the other. Have you ever watched, you know, anyone who's on the road, if they can pull in safely where there's near a sheep, a field where there's sheep and lambs, in the evening in particular, say from 5 o'clock on, and if they had a safe place to pull in, it would actually do you better than any medication to watch a field of baby lambs play chase and King of the Castle for about an hour and a half.
Mm.
I mean, they're like four-year-old kids, you know, in play school or in primary infants, running and chasing and off the go. Like, they're so fast. It's one of the most pleasant things to look at. And an awful lot of people would never even notice it. They'd see the sheep, they might see lambs running, but they wouldn't ever stop to have a look. But it's really worth having a look at.
Yeah.
But anyway, at, you know, farmers, there's nobody can be given out about the weather.
No.
And
not even farmers.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the grass is shining. The grass is growing like mad. The fodder crisis, you know, people were so worried last September and August that we wouldn't see the winter through. We wouldn't get through to March. But the weather has been so kind for the last 4 or 5 months on the whole. I mean, there's, you know, there's some places maybe where it's been, you know, a bit tough. But on the whole, it's been so good. And because cows are going out to grass in a lot of the country, and because, you know, there aren't as many livestock indoors, there isn't as much to be done. Now, it's still a shocking busy time, don't get me wrong. But it's also a time now, because the weather conditions are absolutely perfect, to think about planting a tree, mm-hmm. or a couple of trees, or a dozen trees for that matter. Anyone with a bit of a farm or a bit of land, if they've never planted a tree, I mean, they nearly should be fined as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, the good that a tree will do over its lifetime, you're talking about maybe 150 to 200 years, and someone will be sitting under that beech tree or that sycamore or whatever it was that you planted way back in 2019. You know, at the end of this century, into the next century, that tree will be there to give shelter and shade and comfort and to provide colour and fruit and... You know, it's just an amazing thing to plant a tree.
Mm.
And like, there's one old beech tree now at home, and every single winter, or, you know, if there's bad weather in August or a storm, I'd be kind of keeping my... Because it's grown on a ditch. And there was a lime tree in front of it that was kind of protecting it. And now the lime tree is gone. There was a new one growing up where it was. But I keep watching this beautiful old cathedral. It's like to stand in under an old tree. It's like standing in under a cathedral.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most beautiful thing. The Turin, there's a garden down in Waterford called Turin. I think Turin or Turin. And they have a couple of big old trees like that. And they literally, you could hold concerts inside under the trees because, you know, the canopy is so high and it's just got such a wonderful sound. And a lovely thing to do. But anyway, look, it's the time to plant. And it doesn't matter whether you have a scrap of land, a scrap of a garden or anything. You know, you can put in a little cherry tree, a little miniature cherry tree,
yeah.
in the garden. And, you know, at this come April, May, it will give you such absolute joy. But on farms, you can talk about the big plants, the big trees. You know, you've got your, you know, your oaks, your beech, your sycamores, limes, and then the ones on the wetter ground, alders and willows in particular, they absolutely thrive on the wet ground. So you can decide if you're going to plant a tree, whether you're going to plant a little sapling, which is about, you know, the height of a table, 1.5, 2 foot, that kind of height. For a lot of farmers, like what we do at home now is we pick up, you know, beech, do you call them nuts or what do you call them? Yeah, well, oaks,
yeah.
The acorns.
Acorns, yeah.
And we plant them all in pots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we leave them in, you know, decent pots for 3 or 4 or 5 years and let them grow up to kind of the height of myself, maybe 5'5" or, you know, that kind of height. And then we plant them and they're nice and strong and hardy at that. Now, if you were doing that in a garden centre, you know, they'd cost you a bit more money because they've had to hold on to them. So you're talking about, you know, a tree that's maybe a couple of years old, costing about 20 to 35 euro a head from a nursery, whereas the little saplings, about 1.5 foot, that kind of size, can cost less than a euro. So
right, okay, so it's not going to cost you much.
Well,
yeah.
You're going to have to mind it.
Ah, right, that was my next question.
You're going to have to keep it in a pot or somewhere. Now, if you want to plant it out, but you're probably better off minding it a small bit, and you need to keep the weeds off it. And equally, when you're planting a tree, that's what you need to do as well. So, when you're planting, the one thing we made a mistake of, I went mad planting trees at one stage, and sure, I planted them all too close together.
Yeah.
And they looked like as if they were miles apart. You saw this little yoke.
When they're little.
And you planted the next one over there. And my God almighty, you know. And it's a pity now because there, you know, there's one or two. There's a red oak now that's a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's taken over. And then there's a chestnut that lost a piece off itself. But anyway, look, the thing is to keep, you know, watching them. But anyway, never underestimate. You can't overestimate how close they are together. Keep them plenty apart.
In the minute or so we have, I just do want to ask you about this. I suppose it's related to what you were just talking about. Cereal seeds, are they being stockpiled now because of Brexit?
Yeah. We import most of it. And it's not just cereal seeds. It's brassicas. It's everything that there's a seed in.
Yeah.
And we import an awful lot of it. And a couple of the companies have told the Journal that, you know, at this time of the year, they'd have about a third of their annual stock in place. They have the full amount of it at this stage. They literally are 100% stockpiled for what they're going to need.
Mm.
And others are, because most of it is coming through the UK, stuff maybe even coming in from France or from other European countries, seeds that would come, they're coming up through the UK. So those companies that are doing, that, you know, import via the UK from Europe, are also stockpiling because they want to see what's the implications going to be for the delays, if there's going to be, you know, delays getting through. So you don't want the ideal season to sow brassicas, you know, cabbages or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't want that to be happening in September and the stuff is sitting on a cargo train somewhere and can't get into the country. So what they're trying to do is put in enough stock to cover what they need and to see what the implications are going to be in terms of the transport and getting this home and dry.
So 27 years ago today, what were you wearing?
What was that? Probably jeans.
All right, okay. I thought maybe it was like an anniversary or something.
No, nothing like that at all.
That's not the reason you remember the day. All right, we'll get it out to you sooner or later. Raid, thanks a million for coming in, Raid. Lavery there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.